All right, so let's talk about voluntary pooling. Why pool? The most common reasons are to avoid drilling unnecessary wells. You might have to drill multiple wells to meet your implied obligations. If you just pool them, the leases, then you only need to drill one well and everyone benefits. It's to protect correlative rights, to counteract the rule against the rule of capture, rather, to comply with Railroad Commission spacing and density regulations. You may need a Rule 37 exception if you don't pool, and those can be difficult to get. If you pool, then you can meet won't have to necessarily meet Rule 37 with respect to that boundary. You want to obtain the best geological location. Pooling can oftentimes facilitate that. A very important reason is to maintain leases for future drilling and additional development. If I can't, for whatever reason, I don't want to drill a well on a particular lease, I'm going to lose that lease from an operator unless I pool it. Now, the common law in Texas says that that cannot be the only reason that you pool. If the only reason that you're pooling is to maintain a lease, there is common law out in Texas that says that that is not considered good faith pooling. It can be a reason. It can't be the only reason. Again, authority to pool is a creature of contract. You have to have the authority to pool. It has to be granted by the lessor or the other part or another party who has that particular stick in the bundle of property rights. Texas courts are liberal in recognizing the conveyance of pooling authority. In other words, if there's language in the lease that looks like it's conveying pooling authority, they're pretty liberal to say, yes, that conveys pooling authority. However, it's important to know that to the extent that that pooling authority has limits on it, how large a unit you can pool the acreage into, anti-dilution requirements, et cetera, those are very strictly enforced by the courts. So they're liberal to recognize the existence of authority, but what they do recognize, they will enforce fairly strictly. At the end of the day, you've got to start and end with the lease language because pooling is, again, a function of contract. Oops. All right. There's as many different kinds of pooling provisions as there are leases. It's important to know that even in form leases, they can differ from form to form. So you can't just assume that because it's a form lease, it has the same language. You need to look and see what language it has. Typically, pooling clauses will create certain conditions before you're allowed to pool. You can only pool for the purposes of conservation. You can only pool to avoid unnecessary drilling or for proper development or to obtain a regular location. And so it's important to know, to make sure that just because you have pooling authority doesn't mean that, okay, now I can just pool for any reason or no reason. You have to make sure that your engineers can give a credible case as to why pooling meets the criteria that are set out within the pooling provision. That's oftentimes neglected, but they typically do have those requirements. Don't assume. You've got to read the provision. It's often asked whether the lands in a pooled unit all have to be contiguous. Under the common law, the answer is no, they don't. Now, if there's a specific lease requirement that you can only pool the acreage into and continuous acreage, then of course, because the lease language, the contract will trump. However, under the common law, if it's silent on it, you can pool acreage that's not contiguous to the other acreage in the pool. Now, it has to still meet all the other requirements. It has to be in good faith. It has to plausibly be drained, et cetera. But it doesn't have to be contiguous. And this facilitates the inclusion of window pane tracks into pools with leases that are on different tracks, but aren't contiguous because of their window pane nature. You can throw them into a pool, and as long as it meets those good faith requirements, you're okay. And I would just say this is different from drilling units or proration units. The Railroad Commission rules for drilling units and proration units require that all the acreage be contiguous. What is the pooled interval? Pooled interval is a term that's frequently found. Okay, the pooled interval means the depths that are pooled. Pooling, in a particular situation in which an operator is confronted with the option of pooling, There is an incentive for the operator to just pool all depths, you know, from the surface all the way to the center of the earth, because that way its bases are covered. If it ends up drilling to a different interval than it thought, it's pooled, it's okay. But there are risks associated with that. First of all, it may be inconsistent with the government authority provision in a pooling clause. And we'll talk in more detail about what those are, and we'll see why in just a minute. It can also conflict, pooling to all depths can also conflict with pre-existing pooled units at lower depths. If there already exists a pooled unit